And so you guys know that I like to do this. I like to get to people and see what the sentiment is of people that's complaining online so that I can criticize them or support them and the problems that's happening in society. Right now, the sentiment is that rent is too high, which is one of the reasons why I'm trying to understand why people are voting for Kamala Harris in the first place, and that life is basically unaffordable. So make sure y'all hit a like for the algorithm, subscribe to the channel, and turn on your notifications. Let's rock out.
Yo, every time I pay my rent, I feel like a piece of me dies. Just a little piece of me, just a little sliver. Every time I give that amount of money to my leasing office. And everybody's like, oh yeah, but you got a roof over your head. You're adulting. And I'm like, but at what cost?
What happened to our men? Honest to God, what happened to the men in this country? Because these will be the same type of guys that be coming up on my platform and typing hard in the chat talking about it ain't no good women and it's tough out here. I loved, and I hate to say it like this, but this is just my opinion personally. And I see the little note, the bull ring in the nose. Y'all different now. It's a different thing. I mean, stepping out used to be getting a tattoo. Honest to God. Like, stepping out and doing something different used to be getting tattoos. I remember I wanted to get a tattoo when I was younger, but I already understood because my dad and my mom had established that you are not getting a tattoo until you are at least, 21 years old or 18 years old? What the hell happened to our men, yo? Honest to God. And I used to love paying rent. I used to love paying bills. It's nothing that feels, for me, and I know this is a new generation because y'all selfish as hell and y'all don't believe in doing anything that's responsible and you just want to go and buy Chargers and Hellcats and go to Tulum all day. But I remember, getting my own place and all of that stuff. And then I also remember in a time where, you know, I taking care of my wife and my daughter, whatever, and all of this stuff. And I used to love the fact that, you know, when I would pay all of the bills because, you know, everything would be taken care of and we didn't have nobody knocking down our door and my daughter was sleeping well. And one of the things that I would do every single night is I would go through the house and I would do a final check when everybody was in the bed. I would go through the house. I would make sure that the front door is locked, that the alarm was on. I would go through and go in my daughter's room. And then I would make sure I would pray for my daughter. And then I would go and pray for Rita. And that's what I did every single night. And then I would go in the living room and I would pray. And so I pray for my daughter. I would pray for Rita. And then I would go in the living room and I would pray. And one of the things that made me feel so good and the reason that I was so comfortable and I was always thankful and the thing that I led with is always thanks. And I was thankful for the fact that I had the ability to pay for and make sure that my daughter was safe, that she had a roof over her head, that she could go to school without no worries, that she wouldn't have to go hungry and all of that stuff. And so I just had a different sentiment. I had a different level of appreciation, which drove me to more. And I also believe that being thankful was one of the things that allowed for me to gain more because, you know, when you aligning yourself with God, he don't allow for you to skip steps. He's not going to give you something that you can't handle or anything that's going to take you down. So when I see grown men personally, when I see grown men complaining about paying bills and doing a very minimum as far as keeping a roof over your head, I don't get it. I don't understand it. It's just different. It's a different type of man. Maybe because they was raised by their mamas. It's a different type of man that's out here, bro. See what I'm saying?
Now I got to fucking strategize how to fucking eat for the next 2 weeks, literal survive. I got a dog. I'm a single parent trying to do all bad by himself. And this shit is getting, I'm getting mollywopped out here, y'all. Damn.
Will be you got, or trying to move out my parents' house. The cost of living just get higher and higher. Right. Insurance goes up. Gas goes up. Not to mention the fact that you got to make 3 times the rent of wherever you live at, which is kind of insane.
It's not insane.
Because the average person my age ain't even making what I'm making. Not to mention the fact that I check my pay stubs all the time. I'm not making as nearly as what I would make if they ain't take all them fucking taxes out of my checks.
But you want to continue to vote for Kamala Harris. You want to continue to vote for Kamala Harris, but then you complaining about taxes. Listen, if you can't afford three times the rent, then either you need to lower where it is that you live in or the amount that, you know what I'm saying, the amount that you're paying. That's A. Or B, stay home. You are not entitled to be able to do what you want to do when you can't afford it. Y'all know why they raise the requirements to making sure you put down a security deposit and a security deposit, and you have to pay three, you know, you got to be able to afford to three times the rent, because they know that y'all got Chargers, Challengers, and Hellcats, and y'all been running off on the plug, especially in California. And these places, especially in places where they have really lax, super relaxed policies as far as what you can and can't do, y'all been running off on the plug. Y'all haven't been paying y'all rent. And so y'all basically created a space where people want more security, because they need to make sure that you can afford it, A, and that B, they want a security deposit, because it's going to be hard to get you up out of there. So y'all ran off on the plug. They know you got, look, they know that you have, when they say three times, you have to make three times what you're paying in rent. That means that they don't want you to spend any more than 33% of your income on housing, so that you can comfortably afford it, considering that you also get taxes taken out of your check. Nobody owes you nothing. You better get a roommate. You better get a co-signer. You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all don't look at it from the business owner's perspective. Landlords was getting their butts kicked during the pandemic. Over the last 3.5 years, landlords caught L's all day long. Landlords was getting their backs kicked in. Backs kicked in. You notice how, remember when everybody used to advocate for doing trucking and ain't nobody talking about trucking no more? Remember when everybody used to advocate for doing real estate and getting all of these doors, but ain't nobody talking about it no more? Because everybody is broke. Everybody is broke. A lot of people that I know is getting out of the landlord business because they tired of dealing with y'all. Y'all got y'all dogs scratching up the walls. They scratching up the wood floors. Y'all smoking in there. And you messing up all of the good stuff. So now they got to vet you more effectively. Okay, who coming in here with you? Let me pull your credit score to make sure you ain't never been evicted before. I need to see your check stub, not the fake one that your homegirl is making for you, but I need to actually see your check stub to make sure that you can effectively afford the rent. One of the reasons that they pull your credit report is because they're trying to figure out how much you're paying in your car notes and all of this stuff, to also justify, in addition to finding out whether or not you've been evicted before, so that they can justify that you can afford the rent, because they got to make their mortgage payment, property tax payment, and all of this stuff.
Every 2 weeks, like, and I just been sitting here thinking, like, because with me personally, when I moved out, I always wanted to move out by myself.
Nope.
Or with a significant other. But and now I'm starting to realize,
get married and pay 50-50. People
move out, they get roommates. Or they move in college apartments with other people that they don't even fucking know of, because the cost of living is too fucking high. How can I get a house these days? How can I get a house, bro? The average house is like 300 bands, you know what I'm saying? And like the average monthly cost of it is like $2,500 a month. Like, that's crazy. Like, and me personally, I never agreed with having to have more than one source of income. In my opinion,
your fault. Granddaddy and grandpops always had two and three jobs.
You having more than one source of income should be a choice. It shouldn't be.
It's a choice for you to have one source of income. You don't have to work. You're just going to be living van life. Look. America is the land of opportunity, not the land of entitlement. It's the land of opportunity, not the land of entitlement. So you're going to have to get in where you fit in, big dog. Lower your expenses and run it up.
I shouldn't need two sources of income to fucking survive. I'm 23, bruh.
Your fault.
God damn. I am fucking 23. And I'm already, like, having a midlife crisis for real. You know what I'm saying? Because I want to move out my parents' crib, but I ain't trying to live check the fucking check. Like, I'm sitting here making more money than I ever made ever in my life in a year span. And it's still not enough for me to fucking move out and be able to fucking sustain a living. Like, we're doomed, bro. And they wait until we get grown to do shit like this.
Dog, this has been people complaining about this since the beginning of time. Y'all got it lighter and easier than ever before. Lighter and easier than ever before. Oh, what a time to be alive in 2007 and 2008. What a time to be alive in 2007. Boy, you don't know what struggle looked like. Having no jobs, trying to get a job at the flower shop, stocking shelves overnight over at Home Depot, doing a sales job, going to school at community college with a newborn daughter in 2008. My daughter was born in February 2008 at the height of the suffering. You don't know what suffering looked like, young man. Young man. Young man.
Yeah, it's over with, bro. It's over with. I'm
packing. Oh, I love it to see a woman crying. I love seeing a woman crying about whether or not she can afford what she doing, because that means Nate is just around the corner. A lot of new people here, they're not familiar with who Nate is. Nate can get you out of a bind. Nate can get you out of a bind. But usually Nate can only get women out of a bind, but it usually comes along with a certain demographic of women that cries. That is the criteria. It has to be a tear. And they cry. So I haven't seen this. I'm wondering if this is a Nate situation.
Up my apartment because I won the low-income housing lottery for a luxury apartment. And I'm packing
a
up.
They won a lottery for a luxury apartment. Y'all about to make me curse on the Millionaire Morning Show. How is that possible? How can you win the lot? Dog, that should be illegal. You should not win the lottery for a luxury apartment. That is an oxymoron. You win the lottery to be able to pay the lowest amount possible based off of your income for a luxury apartment. Get out of here with that.
But I'm just listening to praise and worship music because I never thought I was going to get out of here. I never thought I was going to get out of here because my income. And I'm leaving. I grew up down the street from where I live right now. And I've just been here since I was born. I didn't think that I'd ever be able to find an apartment that I could afford in New Jersey.
Why y'all gotta stay in Jersey? Why y'all staying in New York? Why is y'all staying in Miami? Why is y'all staying in California and Los Angeles? Why are y'all staying in these super high areas?
In the last year, I've just been leaning into God and leaning into prayer. And I was like, I don't know how I'm going to get out of here, but I'm going to do it, whether it's through making TikToks or whatever.
Not making TikToks to
I know God has me. And I'm finally leaving on Friday to go live.
That's why I moved. The building that I moved into is no low income requirement. They didn't require anything from the city or the state. And one of the benefits of that is that they then didn't have to designate a certain number of the units for not low income, but they call it something else here. So basically, if you apply to the state and you get tax credits in order to build here in the city, then they have to designate or allocate a certain number of the units for mixed housing, like to have all different types of people, not just the people that have resources. No, I want the people that can actually afford to live where I'm living, because I'm not looking to be going down the elevator with somebody that was crying because they just was praying to Jesus and they won a lottery to be able to live right next to you and pay a lower rate just because they them. No, live where you can afford it. I don't know, whatever, bro.
In a nice ass area with my son.
And you a single baby mama? Oh, man.
I never thought I'd be able to give him that life.
Where is the daddies?
And I have to give all of the glory to God. All of the glory to God, because all the way that the sequence of events happened, I just know this was from God. There is no way. I just have to make this video to say thank you to him because, bro, I'm getting out of the hood.
We got one, coach. We do got one. We got one, Cartier. We got one. Small child living in the hood, packed their car up, got their TV in the back along with their furniture and their couch. Couch in a box. We got one. Somebody get Nate on the phone.
Where they can increase your rent, and we just got back from vacation and that shit is already affecting us. They're already trying to raise our rent.
What do you mean you just got back from vacation? If you can't afford to live where you live, where are y'all, why are y'all on vacation?
And because of that, we had a whole like dispute thing with our landlord this morning, and because of that, I'm already on plan B, C, D, all the way up to Z in my head, and I'm trying to find already another place as a backup in case we do have to move. Why is it that no place near us that could accommodate?
I can see the tears coming. What's up with women crying on TikTok?
Me and my child and my man is affordable. Nothing is affordable in this city at all. 2-3 bedroom apartments that, and the prices are $3,000, $4,000, even $5,000. That's fucking ridiculous. And I'm crying because I know everybody's gonna come at me talking about, also just move, I can use that money to rent a house somewhere else. I understand that. My family's here, my friends are here, my community. I don't want to leave home, you know.
My family, my friends, and my community is here. I don't want to leave. Do y'all realize that y'all are having, literally experiencing first world problems? This is so first world. It's people that's really going through stuff. So you got a choice of what you want to do when you want to do it. And y'all are complaining because you can't afford to live where you want to live, where your family and your friends are over there in NYC. Give me a break, dog. Give me a break. Give me a break. I'm not going for it. I don't understand. I don't get it. You can't afford to be there. That's not for you. That's not for you. And you know what? Let me say this also. I would be incredibly embarrassed as a man, as a man, as a man, as a father, as your man. I'm assuming she said her man, so she didn't say her husband. I would be incredibly embarrassed if my girl, if my wife is on TikTok crying the po' mouth. Don't you embarrass me out here in these streets. Don't you embarrass me out here in these streets. You not going to be out here embarrassing me. Heck no. Heck no. It's 1,000 other things that you can talk about. But now I'm going to be walking down the street with you and people going to be looking at me because I'm not sufficiently providing for my family. And I got, look, when y'all say that y'all got a man and y'all walking around crying to pole mouth and crying on TikTok about how it is that y'all just got off vacation and you got a little kid up under you and you can't afford to live no more, that is embarrassing as a man. Do y'all not have a sense of pride? Do these guys not have a sense of pride? Y'all letting these chicks upload these TikToks and leaving it on there for the internet to be able to react to forever? Y'all don't have a sense of pride? Heck no, no, no. Don't sit there and cry to pole mouth. I'll figure it out. We're going to figure out a way, baby. But get off of TikTok on that type time. Do some makeup videos. Do some tutorials. Whatever you got to do. But don't be out here throwing my business out here in the street.
And it's so funny.
And then the very next page, the very next post, it'll be, this is my man.
Frustrating because like so many of us go through this that we have to eventually leave our homes because we can't afford to be here anymore.
Don't embarrass me.
I'm fucking frustrated. My family is here. My best friends.
Don't embarrass me, baby.
They're here and that's all I have. And the fact that we might have to leave and relocate another state hurts because we can't even afford to live home anymore.
Don't embarrass me, baby.
I'm just upset and I just needed to vent because I know this is something so many other people go through. And I know I don't really talk about it on my page, but I relate to all of you.
My man
sucks. And I know that my city is losing its people because of the rent, because of the price of living. This shit is ridiculous.
Nah, you can't embarrass me like that, baby. Not on the intranet. not on the intranet. I can't have that.